Everybody, I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10 o'clock a.m. with a roll call. Start with DeHasse.
DeHasse Hill here.
Brandon Stevens here.
Lisa Summers here.
David Jordan here.
Trish King here.
And Fawn, Jenny, and the chairwoman are on vacation today. The agenda includes items that were from the last business committee meeting that were carryover and need to be taken care of due to timeline issues. So the agenda is before you. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda, or are there any changes to the agenda? Notification was provided on the website. No, I'm here. I'm working.
Madam Chair.
Lisa.
Just in response to your question, Mike, you're right. You did ask. My apologies if somebody wasn't able to personally follow up with you. However, public notice was provided to all tribal members on Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. So more than the required amount of time was provided to the membership on this meeting occurring today. And not only that, but notice was provided last week that there was going to be a special meeting, and I'm positive that we specifically said to watch on the website to ensure that if you wanted the notice that you were able to receive it. So thank you for that.
Well, here's the problem that we run into with that. You said it was on the tribe's website. How am I supposed to access that with no computer? That's the whole reason why I submitted my request for the $300, but that still hasn't gotten approved yet.
Thank you. We're going to move on, and we're going to adapt the agenda. Thank you, Mike. I apologize for the oversight, but I wasn't here, so I didn't get an opportunity to notice you. The two agenda items are on the agenda for up for debate. So,
motion to approve the agenda with the two items.
Is there support?
Second.
Motion by DeHasse, seconded by Brandon, to adopt the agenda with the two items. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The first item that will be considered is the approval of the special GTC FY 2017 budget meeting materials. And the question at hand is whether or not these materials are ready to go to General Tribal Council. I'm going to limit the comments around what is contained within the budget, because the budget detail packets are available to tribal members at many locations that are within the packet, as well as the questions can be asked by community folk at the community meetings that the treasurer will be holding. And a lot of different opportunities. Items can be also brought before the General Tribal Council. As you can see, the entities that may be in question are not here to answer those questions. They will be available at the General Tribal Council meeting for discussion on their budgets. So, Larry and Relinda, will you please start?
Before they get started, I would just like to introduce part of the overhead, on the, I mean, not the overhead, the information. I'm sorry. First of all, we balanced the budget at $453,500,224,000, $2,400. And then the process that we utilized was introducing the business committee's four strategic directions and other commentary community meetings. We had a total of six community meetings starting last January. We had intro input, and then we had a report out of what those meetings entailed. And we had monthly budget meetings, strategy meetings with the operations and the chairpersons of boards, committees, and commissions for budget planning meetings. And then the business committee did the final adjustments. Overall, as you'll see in the packets, and both Larry and Relinda will give you the detailed information, but the gaming retail revenues, gross revenues, increased by approximately 5%. And we had a carryover of 13... I think I got that in the wrong place. Well, we had a carryover from 2015. So that was very helpful. And then the packet also includes wage increases for the wage plan, and that is throughout the organization. And one of the items that I need to add to the packet as of today is a report, because we approved the wage plan, and in the plan included the business committee to be identified as the also assessed their positions. And so in that process, we said that we wanted to have a disclosure to the General Tribal Council, notifying them that their business committee was also included in the wage plan. So Geraldine sent over a report, which we found that, unfortunately, there is an error in there. There's six council members listed, and there's really only five. And maybe it's just the title, because it's got the... No, there's six council members listed. So all of the officers are listed in six. So we have to correct that before we put it into the packet. But I would ask that that be included in the packet. And that was something that was an oversight on our part. We didn't get that information. The budget also includes the per capita plan that was adopted on June 13th. So the changes that were addressed from 1,000 to 300,000 per member is included, and the adjustment to the payback for the, or to reestablish the executive contingency fund is also included. So with that, I'll turn it over generally. I just wanted to give general highlights to state what was included in the packet that we were to make sure that General Tribal Council is aware. And then I'll turn it over to Larry and Relinda for the detailed information.
Thank you, Madam Treasurer and Madam Chair. We will go over in summary fashion the major highlights of fiscal 17's budget, and I'm sure solicit questions. Thank you.
Good morning. The fiscal year 2017 budget, as the Treasurer has indicated, is balanced at $453,500,224. The revenues are $211.2 million from gaming. That's an increase of $10.3 million gross over 2016. Retail sales, $67.9 million. That's an $8 million increase. Additional enterprise sales, $11.5 million. Rounding up, I'm on page 13 of the packet. That's no significant increase over 2016. Enterprise other income, $1.7 million, rounding up. Again, no significant increase. In our program unit earned income, we have $24.7 million in health service fees. That's an increase of $5 million over 2016. Additional program sales, we'll round that up to $4 million. No significant increase. And then program other income is $778,000. That's an increase of $283,000 over 2016. Self-governance fees, $21.2 million. That's a slight decrease. Additional federal grants, $30.3 million. Again, that's a slight decrease. State grants, $878,309. That's an increase of $340,000. Our self-funded premiums for health insurance, there's an increase in that revenue, that pseudo-revenue source, $3.5 million. Indirect cost pool income, $17.7 million. Depreciation, $9.7 million. In our other sources, the prior year profit carryover, $11.5 million. That's an increase of $11.5 million over 2016. tourism fund transfer for the hotel room tax at the Radisson in Wingate. That's $575,000. General fund interest, $570,000, and return on investment of $550,000. So if we look at the $453.5 million and subtract out the pseudo revenue sources, that's the tribal allocations. If you recall, that's just taking money from your right pocket and putting it in your left. It's not actually coming from an external source. That's $65.7 million. If we subtract that from the $453.5 million for the total budget, we have $387.8 million. We are the beneficiaries of a positive carryover from 15 that will be used to fund 17 operations. That's $11.5 million. So if we subtract that $11.5 million from the $387.8, we have a budget of $376.3 million for 2017 revenue sources. That compares to a budget of $368 million from 2016 revenue sources, an overall increase of $8.2 million. And $5 million of that is in health service fees, which is required to be used to provide health services. Therefore, the actual increase in discretionary income is only about $3.2 million for 2017. Moving on to page 14. Page 14 is how that $453.5 million is allocated for expenditures. The major changes from the 16 budget to the 17 budget is line item number 32. We are replenishing the permanent executive contingency with an allocation of $3.4 million. I should say a partial replenishment. Line 33, we are including a net profit contingency for gaming of 2% in case they don't meet their projected numbers. That provides a little bit of cushion so that hopefully cost containment would be prevented. That's $2 million. We have the same contingency for retail, 2% of their net profit, or $209,000. And then there's a significant decrease in the debt payments, principal and interest. That is $2.8 million because of the paying off the Thornberry Creek loan and the line of credit in 2016. There's also the capital improvement projects of $5.2 million and land acquisition at almost $9.7 million. That's the information I have.
All right, just a quick question.
Go ahead, DeHasse.
For line 39, the land acquisition, can you just break that down as to what's all included, what's carryover, what's new tribal contribution is, and I think the taxes are in there too. I'm not sure. Can you just break that down a little bit, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
According to the 2033 plan, the allocation, the new tribal allocation for land acquisition was supposed to be $12,120,000. We had a significant negative variance when the budget was rolled up. So the new tribal contribution for 2017 is $3,120,000. That's a $9 million decrease over what Plan 2033 provided. There is a carry, there is a memorandum of agreement, or no. The 2033 plan, sorry, includes 25% of a carryover. So there's $4.3 million from the fiscal year 2015 carryover. And then there's a memorandum of agreement between the Land Commission and the Oneida Business Committee, which requires general fund revenues to fund the taxes and allows their net profit to be used for land acquisition. So the amount from the land taxes is $1.4 million, and the profit is $844,437. So when you add all of those dollar amounts together, you come up with the $9,664,622. Again, it's $3,120,000 from 2017 TC, $4.3 million from the fiscal year 2015 carryover, $1.4 million from the property taxes, and profit of $844,437.
Questions from the committee on the packet?
There was one more edit in the resolution.
I have a question on this packet.
Yeah, hold on. Trish is... I called on Trish, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I got myself all sorted out here. There was a typo on the resolution. Page 33 of the budget packet.
On page 46 and 47 of the red.
Mike.
Or pages 33 and 34.
Yeah. Thank you.
At the bottom in black.
There was two typos on a resolution. One was in regards to the words economic to economy and develop to development, or development to develop. I have to find that.
The resolution starts on page 46 of 82 in your packet.
Here it is. I'm sorry. I apologize. Under item 4D, changing the sixth whereas from the word economic to economy, and to change the be it finally resolved third sentence from development to develop. So I would, before we go into question, I would like to approve the budget packet for the proposed fiscal year 2017 budget for the September 19, 2016 GTC meeting, and adding the fiscal year 2017 wage salary plan for that also includes the United Business Committee under agenda item 4D. And changing the sixth whereas from the word economic to economy in the resolution, and to change the final be it final resolved third sentence from development to develop in the resolution.
Is there support?
Support.
It's a motion by Trish, seconded by DeHasse, to adopt the budget packet materials with some changes to the resolution under six, whereas economic should be changed to economy, under the be it finally resolved section, development should be changed to develop. And what were the other things? To include the fiscal year 17 wage salary plan for the business committee, and Trish?
I'm sorry.
Let me get the motion first, and then we'll answer your question. What is your motion? I have the motion with the changes to the resolution, the wage plan, and what else?
That was it.
Okay. So the motion is to approve the fiscal year 17 budget packet that would include the fiscal year 2017 wage salary plan for the business committee, along with two changes to the resolution. The six, whereas economic will be changed to economy, under the be it finally resolved, development will be changed to develop. Is that correct?
Correct.
The motion was made by Trish and seconded by DeHasse. And what was your question now, Kathy?
Are you on page 33?
We are on page 42 or 46 of 82 in the electronic packet. Debbie?
So we don't have what you're looking at?
You should have it.
You are correct. You're on page 33 in your packet.
Okay.
don't know if I have a question, but the suggestion that I'm making is that this budget be reformatted to include fiscal year 15-16, because I think at General Tribal Council, people are going to want to look at what the previous year or current fiscal year is and what the new fiscal year is going to be and do a comparison. And it might not even be a bad idea to do a projection into the next fiscal year, but at least to go into 15-16.
The budget does include projections for the next fiscal, in two fiscal years, very brief and broad, not in detail, but I understand what you're saying about including the trending, so that would be something that the committee would have to ask for. I don't know how much work that would take and how long it would take, but we have a deadline also to meet for printing as well.
Otherwise, I think you're going to run into a lot of other questions if that's some kind of comparative analysis, isn't there?
Thank you, Debbie.
I think generally in our commentary, we were identifying the change over. Relinda had identified the percentages or close to the dollar amounts from the previous year, not from 15, but from 16. Well, we can't really do that. The 16 isn't done yet. So we would have to compare it to 15. And I guess that's the best answer I could give right at this point.
Isn't there plenty of time? Oh, sorry.
Kathy, go ahead.
Isn't there plenty of time to get the 16 done before September? I mean, what she's saying is the 16 isn't done yet. You mean the end of it, like October?
Right. FY16 is still in progress. We have until September 30th.
Okay, back to page 33. The word that I got, because I didn't know where I was, is economic on the six whereas. Now, what was the other word? There was a couple of changes.
Economic will be changed to economy, and then under be it finally resolved, the word development will be turned into develop.
What line is that?
That would be under be it finally resolved. I don't have the line numbers.
Okay, I got to read the whole thing then. Okay, Human Resources Department to Development.
Yes, not development.
What does it change to?
Develop. Relinda, did you have a response?
Yes. The comparison that was requested is contained within the CFO's narrative starting on page 5 going through page 10 to include fiscal years 2015, 16, 17, 18, and 19 in one packet. May be helpful to some, but may also confuse the communication.
Nancy?
I wanted to see how I can get a copy of the breakdown. I have page 33. Under the bottom of community development, line 258 and 259 says special funding and special projects. And where and how do I get a breakdown of what those two line items contain?
The budget packet will be available for tribal members at the community library, at the Business Committee Noble Hill Center, and the Tribal Secretary's Office, and also at CIATS. So the detail package will be available. When does that start, Relinda? Is it available now or right after this approval?
It's still being put together. The normal process is for it to be available the day that the packet is received. I'm hoping for a September 1st availability.
With the budget meeting being on the 19th.
I'm sorry?
With the budget meeting, just FYI, the budget meeting is on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And contained within the packet, Nancy, there is a page that references and sends and tells people where the detailed budget packet will be located for them and what hours and who to contact.
Because it's my understanding that we no longer have a service agreement with Green Bay. And so why would you put that much money into those line items when we're no longer paying that?
Under special funding?
I'm not sure which one is which.
But it's not just those line items are just dedicated to service agreements, though. At last year's budget, one of the line items did contain all of the service agreement dollars, but special projects also is used for special projects.
Okay, so I can get a detailed copy of the breakdown of those two line items by September 1st, or on September 1st.
Is when the packet right? goes out to the membership, and the day you receive the packet, those packets will be available. And will they'll be on the tribal members website, will they? No, not the detailed one.
The packet
Excuse
is
me, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, what did
I asked her if on the tribal members only website, if the detailed packet will be posted there. It will not be. It will be available at the library, the Norba Hills Center in Seattle, and I believe that was per a resolution that was done by, I believe, the General Tribal Council.
And then my next question is regarding the hotel room tax. You know, the amount went up this year, and so I wanted to see whatever, if there's a governing document or what, authority does, you know, where would I look for something like that that says tourism gets that money, right? That money goes to tourism. So is there a memorandum of agreement, or how did that all come about, and how long have they had that money going to that program?
Go ahead, Trish.
I do know that it's by business committee resolution that those funds are delegated to the tourism department, similar to what the, rather than pay them to the VCB in Green Bay. I know it's a resolution. I can't tell you the date without looking. So we could find that for you, though.
About how many years have they been, does anybody know, 10?
I know it was when it turned into the, prior to it was the Radisson. So it used to be the roadway. And then there was a resolution done when it transitioned into the Radisson, I believe. Again, I'd have to look at the information, the history for it.
Perlita?
It's my understanding that the hotel room tax has been delegated to tourism since it was implemented by the tribe. I want to say 1996.
It's been a long time. The resolution can be found through requesting it through the to records management, but I don't have it right now. Kathy?
Thank you. I'm wondering, why are you putting the $1,300 per cap in there when it's questionable? Isn't that creating a controversy, or are you manipulating the system?
It's not controversial. The meeting is legitimate.
It is controversial.
I don't believe it is.
I've been listening to the tape recording.
Also,
and other people have been listening to it, too. You didn't really run the meeting on your own. Fleet was telling you what to do.
No, he was
According
not.
According to
asking the
tape recording,
counsel,
he does.
Or I was asking the parliamentarian whether or not it was in order.
Very
I asked
questionable
the body,
in my mind.
I asked the body several times.
And
so
others.
We're really not going to get into this debate because the per capita motion has been out there.
It's illegal.
Valid, and nobody has challenged it in the judiciary. The chairwoman is asking about it, but has yet to bring anything forward to challenge it as well.
Well, the chairwoman's the one who can call the GTC meeting.
Yes, she can, but
she doesn't
hasn't.
Need you guys to call a GTC meeting.
No, she doesn't. And she has that right to do so if she
Well, the way
that.
You guys jump on her and treat her, I can understand why she doesn't.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. I forgot to call on you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like it noted for the record on page 57 of the red, or page 44 at the black, in the black at the bottom. It's the note that the Office of the Treasurer is stating that she would like to do a 5 to 7 minute video presentation there on the budget, the history thereof. I just like it noted for the record that I'm opposed to this being done. And the reason being is because at a previous BC meeting, a budget meeting, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, I believe it's Doug Skinnador, had made a motion that there was to be no more, and I'm paraphrasing here loosely, he said no more gobbledygook of this kind. We want numbers. We want facts. We want numbers. I'm not exactly sure how this video presentation is going to factor into that or what it's going to do. I'd like to certainly see it prior to that meeting, if that's the case, and if not, then I would be totally opposed to this even being considered.
Thank you for your comments.
Madam Chair.
Trish.
We hope to have that video completed in time for our community meetings. We do have 4 community meetings scheduled. The first one is it's Tuesday, September 6th. I don't know if we'll have it ready for that time. The second one is, that's at the Veterans site here in Oneida, from 3:30 to 6. The next one is on September 8th, the Elderly Meal site. That's from 9 to 11:30 a.m. Then September 8th, Thursday, you should have gotten a budget information card in your mail. It has been sent out. On Thursday, September 8th, we'll also be traveling to CIOTS. We're not going to travel. This will be a VC conference room video conferencing in CIOTS from 5:30 to 7:30. And then on Friday, September 16th, we have another meeting here in the Business Committee conference room from 11 to 1:30. We are currently developing that video. It's just showing basically what the budget entails in a video format. It's a form of trying to help people understand what's actually inside the budget. The numbers will be presented by Relinda and Larry, and so you will still get that detail. It's going to be less than 5 minutes. I don't see that there's going to be a problem with that, but we'll check to make sure that the discussion that was held at that meeting by Mr. Scannador, I do recall him stating that, but then I don't know if it was a motion, so we'll just verify and check that out. If it was a motion, I will still create the video and have it available for these community meetings. We just won't show it at the meeting.
Questions from the committee on the packet or... go ahead, Mike. Are you not done?
Just as a note of clarification, I believe that was a motion, and that motion did pass. But again, you can check on that, and I will as well. Additionally, Trish, you had mentioned at towards the start of the meeting that there were six community meetings held on this budget or on the budget and budgeting process. Just as a note to you, I went to several of those meetings, especially the first two, and you weren't present at either one of those two. Additionally, there was one held, I believe, at the Radisson just prior to a GTC meeting, and all that was essentially there was some cardboard cutouts on easels with some numbers thrown up there that really wasn't an explanation of anything. So if those were to be considered or construed as community meetings, they were very, very poorly done. And again, that's just my opinion, because I'm very politically active. I watch what's going on. I watch these numbers. And believe me, from what I saw there, it was a travesty. And I went to those first few meetings, like I said. And to me, it seemed that it was more garnered or centered around some kind of economic development proposals, because there was booths set up at some of these. And I look at that and I say, how do those booths factor into what we're doing mainline and streamlining on our budget? I guess I just don't see the simile being drawn in there, or that comparison. And if it is, it wasn't really noted as such, that it was going to be more focused on economic development versus what's really going on in our budget.
Trish.
Those are just notes, and I wanted my expressed opinions, and I'd like that noted for the record, because I've been doing this for a long time and I haven't seen anything of this bad of a magnitude done, where it's at such a loss of information for the people and the questions aren't getting answered.
Trish.
Okay, thank you, Mike. That actually helps me understand where we're kind of missing some of the communication. One of the things that we did is in this type of budget meeting, I don't know if you can see this, but there were several mail-outs to the General Tribal Council and postcards that identified the type of meeting that we were going to have, when we were going to have it, and where it was going to be located at. The introduction meeting that we had in regards to the budget kickoff for the community, all of these were input sessions. They were input and education. So part of what we have been talking about since we came in into office, we created visions, strategies, and directions. The business committee did. We sent those throughout the operations, and then we went into the community. At the community meetings, we were focusing on four focus initiatives that the business committee had approved within the whole budget process since we started. So in those meetings, you're right, one of them was a community development meeting that was specifically in regards to community development. It also entailed some economic development because we consider agriculture economic. But it was there to show the community what the tribe was being directed to by the business committee, the leadership that we were providing, and to garner input from the membership to see if they would support that. Did they have any questions within it? Do they want to add some more ideas? Did they want to provide some ideas to us? And it was open to the general membership. So those were what we used those meetings for. I was at all of those meetings except for one, and that was due to an emergency, so there was no way that I could make that one. That was the very first one, and that was the kickoff. So we identified this through several community meetings. We said when the next one would be. I put it in every single one of my articles. There's notice in the articles. We put it on Facebook. We noticed in other avenues, other media reports on business committee meetings. I don't know where else we can put it, but it appears that obviously some people still are not getting the message about the meetings. I can understand not being able to connect the dots because this is a change management system. This is different than what we normally do. So we're trying to increase, as we stated in the very first year, we wanted to increase General Tribal Council participation. The only way we can do that without calling a special meeting is to actually go out into the community and give them information. That's exactly what we did in different locations on the reservation at different times. So then at the last meeting, was here, and we were prepared to report out what we garnered from those meetings. The one that was held at the Radisson was specifically in regards to the per capita plan. That was not necessarily an economic design. That was in regards to per capita plan. That was a separate initiative that the business committee was trying to introduce to the membership and to help them understand what would be prudent in regards to per capita. We also had a portal there where you could take an online survey, and then we collected that data and brought it back to the business committee, and that is how we solidified the per capita plan for the June 13th General Tribal Council meeting. And that was what was presented. So I apologize if you don't like how we do our meetings. We did get a considerable number of compliments from the people there at the meeting. They were grateful that they had the opportunity to understand. They were grateful that there was numbers shown and there was surveys taken at the same time. And so we're trying to do the best that we can to help educate the General Tribal Council on what these numbers mean. It's not just a number. What does it mean? Oftentimes when you guys come before us and ask us all these questions, we can't give you that measurement. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration is at, because everybody has a different value and everybody has a different expectation and a different measurement criteria. So when we're looking at this from the nation's perspective, we have to take as much as we can into consideration to try and create a balanced budget. So when we did all of these community meetings, we brought that information back to the operations, and in our monthly meetings, we went back through the vision, the strategies, and the directions. We went through the community output. We tried to garner understanding from our operations and our managers, and then we worked together to make adjustments to the budget to the best of our ability that we had control of in that realm. If we still ended up with a deficit, And that's when we turned that over to the business committee and said, we need some help here. We need to figure out where we make the final adjustments. So that process is vetted out. We went through using as many areas that we can, and we included the boards, committees, and commissions, which usually they're not included there. So we asked them to come aboard and to work with us. So now we're connecting the purpose of our boards, committees, commissions to the operations. Everybody should be working together towards the same goal to get to the end in mind, which is sustainability. So this is the management system. Moving forward into fiscal year 18, there will be some minor changes to this process, but this will probably be the process that we follow in developing the 18 so that we have something to hand off to the next incoming committee.
Kathy?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Mike, are you done? Sorry.
No, there was just, I'm sorry, Kathy, there was just one other piece. Just going back to what you briefly touched on, Trish, you had mentioned that there was kind of like this management style changeover or whatever it is. And okay, I don't have an issue or problem with that as long as it's going to be effective. But here's the biggest problem that I see with this is that when this is done, it seems that communication is the biggest part of the failure here. Things aren't being properly noticed, or when they are. There doesn't seem to be much carry through and follow through to ensure that that information is being disseminated and accepted and understood properly. And then additionally, going back to those meetings, I went to those first two meetings. I didn't see you at those first two meetings. Additionally, at no point did anybody in attendance there ever ask me for my input as to what I thought. As to whether or not it was going to be some kind of economic development, if I had any type of strategy plans, nobody at those meetings asked me any of that. Nobody. That's just for point of clarification. So when they say that they're looking for that kind of community input, I don't know when and where, because I'm at these meetings and nobody said word one to me. So I find that kind of interesting as well as disturbing at the same time. Because if you're looking for that community input, it certainly wasn't asked, and it wasn't brought forward or communicated in that way. And as far as that third meeting that was held at the Radisson, that one regarding the per cap, again, I don't know how you switch from economic development and then go into per cap. I just look at that and say it's two totally separate issues. And if a meeting was going to be held on that, one of those economic development, and then all of a sudden we throw a per cap in there, again, it kind of like throws a curveball in there to say, oh, here's a fastball for you. So while it's a management change and some structural change, when these curveballs keep coming in, it kind of like throws people off their game. I've been doing this for 25 years, and I watch these meetings real closely and intently, and I kind of try and pay attention. So if I'm having difficulty, I can't imagine what it's like for the average person who's coming in to watch this. To me, it becomes almost like a total discouragement factor rather than trying to be inclusive.
Kathy?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. That was very well done. You're correct. I've also attended a few meetings, and they are poorly done. And I know, I remember the times he's talking about. And I remember sitting in a meeting where you yourself, Trish, stated that community meetings just don't work. So you're aware of that and you know it and you're still throwing them. So poorly done stuff continues to be poorly. What I wanted was, I was going to ask for those dates that I didn't catch from you, but since you said they were in the mail, I guess I'll just have to wait. But a lot of times those mail-outs and the notices and the Gully Wee Sox, and I think I've been saying this for close to 30 years, is that by the time you read about it in the Gully, it's over and done with. A lot of times that's the case. And so I just received the survey, the monkey survey that you guys sent out, and that's what it's called in the packet, is a monkey survey of some kind. So that's that's kind of humorous, you know, and it's kind of, if it's going out to the monkeys, it's coming from monkeys. But anyway, it was dated August 16th. The letter's dated August 16th, and I received it in the mail over a week ago. So I don't know if that's just a strategy of some kind. But those are the kind of things that kind of throw people off. And it
carries on and carries over, like Mike was talking about. That's what carries on and that's what carries over. And okay. My suggestion is to, instead of saying you're trying to do the best you can, do the best you can.
Monkey is actually a technological tool used for online surveys, so
I believe that. I believe that. That so, is.
Go ahead, Dehase.
Actually, my question was actually for Kathy. Being she's of the opinion that these meetings are very poorly run, I would like to know her input and opinion on how these meetings could actually be run better.
Well, you haven't been straight up and forward for quite a while. Today I walked in here, I'm very surprised to even hear you speaking. You guys don't ask questions.
You're not answering my question. I asked you how we could better run those community meetings to gather input. No, you're just accusing me of sitting here silently and not participating in the meetings.
I'm telling you that the better way to run it is to start saying things, asking questions. The questions shouldn't be coming from the audience. The questions could and should be coming from this body. And it's the General Tribal Council in many cases that does the job, does the work that you guys are getting paid for. So ask more questions, read, and look into things. That's how you can improve.
I'm not talking about my job personally. I was asking about specifically for the community meetings, how to garner more input in the community meetings to have those run more efficiently for tribal members.
Obviously, you're not going to get an answer to your questions, so we'll move on.
Thank you, Melinda.
Because of the whining and dining at Thornberry Creek. I don't know what your problem is.
We have order, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
The motion on the floor is to approve the special GTC FY17 budget meeting materials to include the FY17 wage salary plan for the business committee and also the two changes to the resolution 1-6, whereas changing economic to economy under the be it finally resolved portion development to develop. So all those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
I do have one more question that I'm trying to
Lisa?
Ask. Just real quickly for Relinda or Larry or Trish, I'm not sure where this is in the budget, but I had a couple people ask me because I didn't see it in the packet. They didn't see it in the packet that goes out, and it's probably in the details somewhere. But is there a number somewhere that people can look to about the debt owed to the tribe? So meaning, for example, we get a report from housing on a regular basis that says X number of dollars is owed back to housing and back rent and things like that. So I just didn't know where to direct them to. So if you could please just point that out.
I believe page 42 of your packet has the outstanding tribal debt summary.
And the
physically numbered page.
Right. Does the detail break that down somewhere, though? I mean, so that people can go to it to say this much goes to land, this much goes to housing, this much is owed back in utilities, this much is owed. Is there a way for us to know that?
This is the detail?
Let me clarify. What you're looking at, Melinda, if you're looking on page 2 of the packet, 42, that's the debt for the tribe. What the secretary is asking is for what's owed to the tribe.
To the tribe. Correct. I apologize. Misunderstood the question.
So it should be like a loss in the balance sheet or something?
That information is in the audited financial statements in the accounts receivable and mortgages.
Okay, that's what I suspected. I didn't think that there was going to be a specific place that I could direct people to. And I guess moving forward, you know, obviously not for this packet, but I think moving forward for future budget packets, it's one of those questions that has come up periodically, at least to me, over the last couple of years. And I've been meaning to, you know, try to figure out a way to help those individuals. And we will get periodic reports. I think the biggest one that I let people know is to just, you know, try the judiciary because they'll have garnishment requests and they'll at least know how many come in and what those dollar amounts total. But if there's a way for us to just, you know, put that note somewhere so that people understand or know, because I believe it's a pretty significant amount of the outstanding things that are owed to the tribe that are not necessarily current, but they're the outstanding, the bad ones, I guess.
Larry and then Nancy, and then we're going to wrap this conversation up because we're done with the budget. So,
yeah, to speak to that, the matter of which we have mortgage receivables at the land office on behalf of the land commission is approaching $25 million. So that's the largest single component of dollars owed back to the nation. Now, to what measure those are aged, they do track that. So at the divisional level and some consolidated element to look at, if you will, an aged report, I think is what would serve the question. So we'll take that request and try to give some sense of a worksheet. Naturally, the audit consolidates that, but we can break that out by separate division, whether it be the land office and the other elements of service delivery in which there's dollars owed to the tribe. Thank you.
Nancy?
There were a number of items that were on the agenda from last week that didn't get completed besides the budget. Do those get carried over to the next meeting?
Yes.
Then? So this meeting is just the budget.
Just the budget and the acceptance of the results from the special election.
Okay.
So the next item is the acceptance of the 2016 special election final report and declaring the results official. Thank you, Larry Melinda.
Thank you.
Good morning, Lori.
Hello.
Good morning.
You just want to give a brief highlight of what occurred during the special election?
We had a total of 257 people that voted. We only had four spoiled ballots. Everything fairly went well. There wasn't no problems, no issues. And there was six people that traveled to Milwaukee. We didn't get no applications this time from people that usually live in Milwaukee and act as alternates. We also contacted them, and nobody was available, so that's why we had to have the six applicants pulled. But there wasn't really much else that was different than usual.
Questions from the committee for Lori?
Madam Chair.
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to accept the Election Board 2016 special election results for July 9, 2016.
Is there support?
Support.
Motion by Lisa, supported by David, to accept the 2016 special election final report and declare the results official. Kathy?
Yes, I showed up that day for the caucus, and the doors were locked by 10 after 11. Does it start at 11?
The caucus?
No,
the
it
caucus
started at 1.
So
I was there at 10 after 1, and the doors were locked. I could not get in, and I stood in the parking lot and talked with a few people, and we watched several other people come out, and the door they didn't get in either. So, again, you have that was done poorly done again. The door should not have been locked, and then the two people that came out was Marianne Krickberger and her daughter, and they said that it was all done, over with and done. By quarter after, and then somebody else I was talking to said they were done by 11 after.
Okay, I'll write that down for...
And I talked to Melinda Danforth. There was three girls that came out that were on the election board. Melinda was one of them. And I'd have to think, I probably wrote it down someplace. But I did talk to three election board members and told them that the doors were locked. And they said it shouldn't have been. But it was, and I wasn't the only one that tried to get in. And it, to me, for me, poorly done again, but also manipulative or something, almost as if, because why would the doors be locked at 10 after 1, and it's supposed to start at 1? So, and a lot of people I talked to said it was a waste of time to fill out those things because it was obvious we weren't wanted.
Nancy?
According to the Comprehensive Policy Governing Boards, Committees, and Commissions, we can't get reports from not only the Election Board but many other boards who don't come before the Business Committee. And so my question has been how and the referendum questions get on the ballot, or where did that come from? Because we have one right now regarding the sales tax. And up until, like, the last year or so, I remember one other time there were referendum questions, but this last election now, some serious questions are coming forward. So I'm looking for that information because I was told the election board will come back at their quarterly report, but then nobody showed up. And then there's a report of how many meetings you guys have and all of that stuff. But I think it's gotten to a point now where we need to question, can anybody come up here and ask any question they want, and it automatically goes on the ballot? And then where did that come from?
The election law governs the process for referendum questions, and so the election law is currently in the process of being reformed. And is that an issue that you guys are taking up, Brandon?
So are 50-some other laws, and you know, I listened to that over a year ago, and so here we are going into, you know, another election year within less than a year, and it still hasn't, you know, my question still isn't.
Well, the election law has to be completed because constitutional changes cannot continue to be under an emergency amendment. So the election law has to change regardless, and so that would be one of the issues. That has been an issue for quite some time now. Unfortunately, whatever term it seems to be, the election law just doesn't come forward to General Tribal Council because either the election board doesn't agree with the LOC or vice versa, or there seems to be some controversy at the public meetings that just doesn't allow for the election law to move forward. And so, and every time we went to the General Tribal Council with the election law, it gets deferred back as well. So there's a huge continuous cyclical process that seems to be taking a long time for the election law, but it's going to have to go back to the General Tribal Council relatively soon because we can't operate under emergency amendments for the constitutional changes forever. It has to be done within the year. So that law is going to have to go back to GTC, and at that time, I would hope that the LOC would be taking up that issue that you're talking about around referendum questions because they have been getting us in trouble for a number of years now. So I shouldn't say trouble, but political binds. Joanne, did you have anything to add?
The answer to the question is any member appearing at a caucus may submit a referendum question presented for a vote by the membership.
Lisa?
Call for the question, Madam Chair.
There's a call for the question on the acceptance of the 2016 special election final report and declaring the results official. All those in favor of accepting the report and declaring the results official signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn, Madam Chair.
Second. One last question.
Lisa, there's a motion by Lisa, seconded by David to adjourn. Kathy, one last question.
I'm just wondering, are you an election board member or are you administration?
I'm the vice chair.
You're the vice chair. Okay. Just wondering. Because we've had administrators come and report for boards in past, recent past.
Thank you. There's a motion to adjourn at 10:57 a.m. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.